Sicha v'Mori. The Sugya Mevatek Kli Merchonoi, we came across twice, in Gemara Kuf Al Chesem Beis, Banamas Amayim, and Kuf Nundalem Beis, by the Sugya of Chani Naumni, the idea of Tzav Al-Achayim, if it's Derabon, or a case of Derais over here. The Makor for this question is Sugya Ne'el Metzias, and Daphon Beis. Everyone has an Omen over there discussing Tzav Al-Achayim, Derabon, or Derais. Halach L'Maisa, there are more Paskins in the Chosh Mishpot, Simon Ayin Reish Beis, that Tzav Al-Achayim is Derais. That's the Graz Paskins, the Kitzer, and the Mishmur by us, and Simon Shinhei, he writes clearly on the Sugya of Amasamayim, Tzav Al-Achayim is Derais. Now there's an interesting Prima Godim in the Simon Shinches, by the Sugya of Mukso. He says, even though the Gemara has a machlekes of Tzav Al-Achayim Derabon or Derais, Negeir to Shabbos, he wants a tiny little Kuli Alma is Derais. Why? The Pasuk says in the Torah, the man yinuach. You want also the animals to rest. The obvious question is our sugyas. Boss Rav Gamliel said that he held that Tzav Al-Achayim is Derabbanan, therefore even though he had a case of the animal with Dabash, the Hichmitz, the Tun Vinegar, atop of the back of the animal, the Gemara says, let them under the ropes, the packages fall down. He said, no, Tzav Al-Achayim Derabbanan, and that's the case of Shabbos. But the sugya of Amas Amayim, Rashi says, where's the Makar Deraisa? Rashi says, Azav Tazav Imoy, that's a case of Imoy Chol. Before the two Gemaras, the Amos Sigurds is really a cash of the Prima Godim. How in the world does he say Tzav Al-Achayim on Shabbos of the Kuliyam of Deraisa? So there is one way of answering the David Mishorim, the Tal Torah. He said it depends if it's your animal or somebody else's animal. Your animal is Yimani Noach, somebody else's animal is Tzav Al-Achayim Bekolius. And since a person on Shabbos can be mafka the animal and make it not theirs, the Gemara is saying, or Gamil could be Mafka's animal, make it not his. Therefore, in that case, we only case the Rabbanon or the Alchemain the Machlekes. Another way of answering it, the way of Yashva, he wants to answer before the Bushim Mordechai. He says, the idea to say Tzav Al-Achayim is knocked away and override the Vatak Klim Rachonai, that's only if it's a Tzav Al-Achayim Bekolius. If it's a Tzav Al-Achayim Pratius, Yuchid Shabbos, that won't knock away the idea of the Vatak Klim Rachonai. And there are other Tzotzim wrote down with our friend to answer this question. Nice and not much of an afkamino. We paskin that Tzav Al-Achayim is a case of deraisa anyway, and a case of meichel, and still in the case of Shabbos. Now, where is the record that Tzav Al-Achayim is deraisa? The source for it. So again, by the sugya of Amos Amayim, but the case of here where the person cannot do parnoso, the loch is a person has again a Tzav Al-Achayim, says Rashi, that the record is azav tazav imoy. But the sugya of Priko, the idea of help out the animal has a heavy package on top of him. The fact that the Chazal of Machayu says Rashi, the Ikeman Yom LaDorish time to crawl. And then if you have a get of a derais over here, the high grain on the page brings down. This is going to be down the way. And therefore, in the signal by us, on Kukal Chas, come out 10 Rishonim bring down the idea of Azir Tazan Imoy. There 10, 12 different Rishonim. The Sugya in Matzias, and the Maisat Zaz brought down Allah Mais, Mishmur and Simon Shinhei. He says, how do you know Tzav Lachan derais? He says, Azir Tazan Imoy. A second makor in El Metzias, the way the Shonim over there say, the Ravid, the Shlomo, the Miri, they say for Potsim Gitzei, Lo Saxim Shor B'Disha. The person, when he threshes, the animal goes to thresh his fields, he wants to muzzle the animal not to eat from the food. That the mice, of course, tied to the animal. Therefore, we have makor not to go do that, and the Svar behind it is Mitzad Asuga of Tzav Al-Achayim. So you could ask, why do we have two psukim? Why do we shun about us in Shabbos is saying the idea of Priko? We shun about El Matthias is saying the Sugya Mitzad, the idea of Chesimo. So you could say one's an Asay, one's a Lab, Nafkamina say the Chalois is say. You could say a second Nafkamino, the case of Chesimo is Negeta, animal that is yours. The idea of Priko is even Negeta, your friend's animal. You could say a third Nafkamino, one's a case of Gurim Him Tsar, another case is to remove the Tsar, Priko is to remove the Tsar, Chesimo is to Gurim Tsar. I think there's a fourth Nafkamina and a basic fundamental Nafkamina to understand the idea of Tzav Al-Achayim. Where is Tzav Al-Achayim? Simple understanding is someone in pain, what type of pain are we discussing? That means the idea of Priko is a physical pain. It's heavy, it's weighing him down, it's very hard to schlep. The idea of Loisach and Shabdish, not the Muslim, is more what they call the Nafja Bahamas, the innate desire that he has to go eat something, that you're taking away his innate desire to go do something. It's tzar to him. It's not a physical pain. It's more of a nafshe bahamas that he took away from him. So it comes along tomorrow, and said Tzav Al-Achayim is deraisa. You shouldn't have two psukim, one's prika, one chesimo, one's a physical pain,
was it nafshish bahamas to complain that he cannot go do something controlling him? Betim, you want the chumash, there's a third ma'amokam. And another pasuk keeps saying, say, lo sashush b'shor v'chamor yakto, person cannot plow together two different animals. It says the medrash on the pasuk, and brought on the chumash by the rosh, by the chaskuni and the chinuch. The kamalim would say, the idea, the sight of not to plow two different minim together, is mitzah the sigil of tzar balachayim. Now, also they point out, before, there's a third type of tzar. What do you need a third pasuk for? That betim is an emotional pain. It's not natural baham, it's an emotional pain. That one animal is now enjoying being next to a different min that's not its own min over here. Build upon that, says Nashe Klein, that you have Shloch HaKan, Egin Nechai, these are emotional pains. So who have three different Makaris, one the Sugya in Shabbos, one the Sugya in El Metzias, one the Chumash, are telling you three different types of pains over here. One's a physical pain, one's an emotional pain, one's an innate desire. And all them are nechle get him Tzar Balachayim.
And they're all rising.
Yeah. Sukkim. There's a fourth Maramokum, this week Pasha, Kamli Rambam in Moinavuchim, and they said, we're Tzav Lachaim Dereitzo. The fact that the Malach said back to Bilam, Amasha Kisa Sasoincho, says the Rambam Moinavuchim, that's Mekor Tzav Lachaim, Seb Hasidim, Ben Ephraim, and the Issa Chaznish, and Chaim Tiefki, where's the Mekor Tzav Lachaim Dereitzo? They both said, not what the Rishonim say, they just say over this week's Pasha, the idea of the Asoincho had a title against Bilam. Now, why do you have a fourth pasuk? What's I saw before? Ken zanki moistim tzav lachaim negei tegoi. Okay, also says isn't tzav lachaim. So it could be prika chsima loystachsho shor b'disho and negei tegoi. There's an interesting fifth ma'amokon that we say in Asher, when we say Asher sitting, we say tov l'Hashem lakol v'rachma makol ma'istov. Since the chamsoi for the sugin el metzias v'rachma makol ma'istov. The idea that makor tzav lachaim is deraiso. The Rachmanis and all Kodesh Baruch Hu's be over here. Says the Sefer HaCharedim, the idea of Rachum Kol Maislev is enough of a lachta b'drachov. Mahu Rachum af Atar Rachum, Mahu Chanum af Atar Chanum. It's all part of the din derice of a lachta b'drachov. And Be'etzim, it's before Shurama, the Ramon or Chayim, it's in Reish Chav Gimel, when you learn brachas, of religious custom, a person gets a new beged. The Ramon says what he's supposed to say is Tivlov Tishadish. This new beggar that he got should get worn out and get a new beggar. Now the Ulam said over to Tishadish. They point out that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They say Tivla, what you're getting right now, should wear it so much it gets worn out, Utishadish, and then get a new one afterwards. Says Rav Ferdinand, but let's say you get a beggar made out of ore from animals over here. Say Tivla, Tishadish says, what, get this worn out and get another animal to get killed to get your skin over here, to get your new beggar over here. That Rachma Makom Ma'isov, and therefore a person should not give this bracha when you get this choshev zach, these fur things on your head, or these shoes over here. That Ma'isov, that the idea of Rachma Makom Ma'isov, he's saying Tivlov Tishadish. The Rambam goes up further and says this Tam is a very Tam Kolish, not to say it. Ma'isi ends up saying Ramak Pidim Alzeh, the person going down and not to say it, negate the sugya of or Tivlov Tishadish. So you see the idea, a fifth idea. A rachma makom ma'isov. The Moshe Tshuva says the Chosh Mishpat Chalapay is a memzayin. This is the rachma makom ma'isov. A bad is a hanhogo, it's a mito. But to say that's mamish to mechayev, that's very hard to say that. It's a correct hanhogo what to go do. Melchud, that's not the mechayev, it's Abba l'chayim. If you want, Minchas Osher, Rosh Weiss, he has 11 different makaris of Abba l'chayim. But we discussed right now 5 makaris. Again, what comes out for these Makoris Pashas is any Geder of Tsar, whether it's physical or emotional or Nashir HaBahamis, is all Nechle Geder of Tsar. Now, you have a bug in front of you. Can you go over the bug and smash it? Very simple question. Is that Nechle Geder of Tsar Balachayim? Well, maybe killing is different. Where's the Makor to say killing is different? Pashas, this is... Well, okay, let's stop a second. That's on hope again. I'll say local. We see that maybe killing is different than smutter. The Gemara in Chulin and Dav Zayin Beis. The Gemara discusses that when Pinchas Ben Yair, the God of Odor, wanted to go visit Rabbi, over there he went and he saw he has Kundaisto Chavarto. He had these white mules. He said, Pinchas Ben Yair, this is Malacham Ovis Rabbias. You have these white mules and I'm going to go visit you. These mules kick people and cause pain to them. How can you have these things? I'm not going to go visit you. So Rebbe wanted Pinchas Ben Yair to go visit him. He said, know what? I'll take these mules, I'll sell them. Sell them? says so Pinchas ben Yair, then you lift the Eiver. Says second thing, I'll be mafker them. Mafker them. Then of course it causes hezek. Says the third thing, I'll be akarnelahu. I'll take away its spleen, and therefore it can't kick anymore. It won't hurt people, it won't injure people. Says that, Pinchas ben Yair, is so you're even the Isser of Tzar Balachayim. Says Rabbi Noel, do, I'll kill them. Kill them. You kill them, or you're even the Isser of Baltashkas. I'd come. The Gemara says, let's analyze very clearly. It says, if you want to be a carnal, take away the spleen, to not kick, that's an Isser Mitzad, Tzar Balachayim. Says Rabbi, will do, I'll kill it. What do you want to answer back? Baltashkas. Says Rav Elazar Gershuni, the Gemara said, is saying clearly that killing something is not nichel and the Isser of Tzar Balachayim. The mice, it's mutter. You'd like to kill something that's not nichel, you say to the Isser of Tzar Balachayim. Build upon this, come on, Yehuda and Shuvah, to Nyon and Yodei Semin Yod, a shayla with the Isser of a question, that is, he seemed to get out of Yerusha, massive Yerusha, a whole entire forest. And he wanted to go hunting inside his own forest. The question was, the Isser of Yehuda, can I go hunting? So he said, let's analyze it. If it's mitzvah the sugya about tashkis, he says, if you kill the animal and use the skin, it's not about tashkis. Even if you don't use it, maybe the animals are hefker, it's not that chashkoso. But he says, it's your animals and no one else can get the elis out of it. There is no issue mitzvah the sugya about tashkis. He said, Elma, you tell me that by mitzvah the sugya tzav alachayim when you go hunting. He says, first of all, use the skins. Tell us of a personal mice's mutter. And if you don't, it's going to die. And dying, the Gemara in Chulin says, there's no Isser Tzav Alachayim. You're allowed to kill it. But he does end off hunting, you have two Isserim, and one meat, why you should not go do that. Three says, Mitzad al Hogan Shabbai, the meat of hunting, he says, is negated to Nimrod and Esav, is not negated to Avim Yitzchak and Yaakov. Hunting is a Midrash Zorius. Rachmova called myself. That's not the correct and Hogan what to go do. So therefore, that's what a Yid Abada is not go do. That's Allah. He says, further, oy, the chur is an isser. When a person who goes hunting, he says, you put yourself in matzav sakono. The words of the pasuk by Esav, says, anoich hoylech lomos, meaning I'm going hunting. So you see the idea of hunting in and of itself is putting yourself in sakono. And he says, therefore, neger to panoso, there's a head to put yourself in sakono. Kiddush the noyde b'yudol, that's mutter. But stamzoi, for enjoyment, how can you do that? The pasuk in the Torah says, number one, nishmatim oydus nafshu seichem. And number two, you put yourself master of sakona, you're being masker of a noisov. Not clear what the isser masker of a noisov is, but he seems to say there are two isserim, one is shmartim oidis nafshu seichem, a masker of a noisov.
What's the sakona?
He says, we go hunting, the animals are around, you come to shoot animals, they're dangerous. Therefore, he says, mice, at the end of the day, even though it's not baltashkas, it's not tzav alachayim, but number one, mitzad anhog is incorrect, and number two, medina is incorrect, mitzad yim, putting yourself in a matzav of sakono.
Why does Tzav Alachayim? Because some of the animal doesn't die.
So what happened? Oh, so we'll bring out Mamash from my father's saying, also a point over here.
He brings the Puzzle Echtum Matzav?
Yeah. And he's put under Mitzal Hogu Shaboy, not Mitzal Issa Shaboy. The obvious question we learned, Tzedo, Semishin Dezayin, Sepeis, says that Mokong hunting is even the Issa of Moshe likes him. He's not being now what's said in Shulchan Aruch. Interesting point. Maybe he knew that this type of person it's not nechel get a Moshe leitim. Yishlo want that so. Pashas anything with Moshe chilev away from Torah, keeping him busy all day hunting. Be nechel is a Moshe leitim. But Tzarachin he left out him before Shramo. They point out first, the site over here is hunting is also. But can you go shooting ducks? Shooting ducks. Out about Tashkas if you just get not a problem. Void if it's hefker, not techash chost over here. Maybe no one else can go use the ducks over here. Won't be this about Tashkas. Tzav alachayim, kesem misa no tzav alachayim. The guest sakono, no sakono shooting ducks, as far as I know. The only thing left with is that correct anhogo. After Rachmav, I'll call myself, after meeting Zachzorius, I'll bring the Abba Mitzvah and Yaakov, person should not go hunting. Well, Pasha's no Isser, but that's the correct anhogo.
But using the skins, it's not
correct anhogo? Using the skins? No, he's saying, no. If you use the skin, it could be the correct thing. The Ta'elis, it would be. But my say, point out, that my father's pointing out, Lechura, that you have to realize, the Gemara is saying killing an animal, Pinchas ben Yair want to go kill it, Rebbe want to kill before Pinchas ben Yair, is you kill it, smash it. When you go hunting, before someone had guns, and even with guns, Lav dafka get a bullseye that dies right away. So what happens? You shoot it. You might get its leg. You might injure it. It might chase after it for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour. It might bleed itself to death. It takes a while for it to die. And still, the Yehuda is saying that's nichel together, that Tsar Balachayim does not apply by miso. That means extending what had this simple understanding. You understand usually why miso is no Tsar Balachayim? You smash it dead. You say, even by hunting, even though it takes a while, but somehow we do not have anything to get to miso, not nichel together Tsar Balachayim. Even though it can take a while. Because a pashas hunting takes a while. And he says, why there's no Tsar Balachayim? Hunting ducks will take a while. That's not nichel together on Tsar Balachayim. Building upon this, fishing, camps, you want to go do it. You could tell me it's not Baltashkes, could tell me it's not Tzabal Chaim, could tell me it's not Nechel Gelef Sakono. Look at it, at the Midas Achzorius, the correct and hugger, take a hook, go inside the fish's mouth, rip up his cheek. Maisa, that's a bayav, the Avon Yisrael Yaakov, go do that over here. People tell me, you know what, no, I take it over and throw it back. That's even worse. Because now you have said Tzabal Chaim, maybe. We'll get to maybe yes, maybe no. We'll see if that's simple or not. But I know the lab camps, one of the activities are at Tzabal Chaim. Some of them put on the get up to Ellis, I'm not sure why. Might say go do other things, go do other activities, don't do that. Well, hunting dogs might not be technically usher. Fishing might not be technically usher. Well, should be nichel the category of Minach Zarius over here. Rachmav Kol Maisel. With Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Maybe we'll see him later on. Maybe Ulay Shlachalik. But build upon this yisoid over here, that we see the Gemara in Chulin, that the idea of Tzabal Chaim, there is no is negative when you kill the animal. Come on, Yala passes away. It's because of the Har Tzvi on Shabbos. You have a fish tank. Now, the Mitzvah, if you have fish, is what you're supposed to go do when one gets pregnant. You take out the pregnant fish, you put in another small tank that's inside, let it lay its babies, and then usually take out the mother, put it back inside. Otherwise, the big guys eat the small guys. And the babies don't survive, don't last. So the question is on Shabbos, what to go do? Can you be metaltal and take out the mommy fish that's pregnant or the babies and put them in a small tank on the side, being metaltal mukso, mitzad the heter tzar balachayim? Says Aretz, he has this tshuva over here, this question over here, what to go do? He says, you want mat to be metaltal mukso tzar balachayim, they're going to die. But then the Yehuda says, the Gemara Chulin says, by dying there's no tzar balachayim. Therefore, l'chur to be mitzvah to sigat tzar balachayim, you'll have no heter to move these fish over here on Shabbos. Or Sameach, Karkovyevsky, they go this way that there is no iser or miso, no iser tzar balachayim negate to miso. Okay, we'll see. We'll see together.
No,
again, when you if you go hunting, you shoot an arrow. It hits it, it runs away, you have to chase it. Even the bullet, they run away. It's the only case of an arrow.
What?
Yeah, no, but the babies get Tzar Balachayim. Yeah, but you want to save the babies having Tzar. So that's the question. There is Tzar for the babies. If again, they can kill the babies. So that's the question. Oh, we'll get to your time over here. Asana Shani. There are those who clearly disagree. There's Yagos and Shuva discussing, can he kill bugs? And he says, the reason why he allowed to kill bugs, why? Because the idea of Tzar Balachayim is something that's b'nei melocho. Dogs have a job. He says cats also have a job to get the mice. Things that have a job, if it is Tzar Balachayim. Things that have no job, he said the mice like bugs, then if you can go kill it. No, it's Tzar Balachayim. Now discussing killing bugs, he says, only can it not b'nei melocho before she Yagos and Shuva. He says it's Shvos Yaakov, when the girl is pregnant, his cause is there a heter of killing things to Ellis.
This is the Yavitz.
Yeah. Oh, so we'll get to what my father says.
What about the spider?
If I go too long, people get upset at me, so. So the Shus Yaakov discusses what my father says. He's discussing, is there a heter to Ellis? So he quotes the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Ayin Zayin Beis. Like Moshe said, that Kosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, everything that has a Te'elis. There's nothing created in the world that has no Te'elis. What's the Te'elis for a Zvov, for a fly? Says the Gemara, they can take a Zvov, grind it up, and put it on top of the wasp bite that bit you to heal you over here. Says the Shus Yaakov, I see a Klaraya, that there's a Hetel of Te'elis, because you can take a Zvov, kill it, to heal you. So that's the record that Tzav L'chaim is no Isla Te'elis. to my killing as well. He's saying that's the record to El Simut, to my killing. He's saying this Tablachai, my killing. Kivagir, Mishnah is the Chul in this way. The Graz and the Hilchis, he says that people want a taino that the heter of the elis by killing something a rayo to mishchito. That shchito over here that is a te'elis, a gam is tzar balachayim over here, but te'elis is a heter. So he comes along and he says, what's the seder shchito? Is not te'elis. And Besim is Rambam that way, and the Chinuch that way, and the Ramban. They say the seder shchito means that a sugya tzar balachayim. That's rayo te'elis. That shchito is killing it. A second Rishonim, the grass brings down, that's the makor to elis the motor from a shchito, that there is no iser tzar balachayim lo te'elis. What am the kishchon aruch? What am the shalom eish v'loch l'maiso? The Moshe is true, how in the world can you kill bugs? He says, no, why are they bothering you? Tell us of a person. So we see over here that numerous Achronim would clearly disagree and understand that killing something is tzar. Just like injuring is tzar, killing is even the Isser D'Oraisa of Tzar B'Lachayim. B'chura, if you want, our sugya is before that way. I don't see anyone being down on two sugyas, but it's black and white. The Gemara also called Chesam and Bay is discussing in the case of the Amas Amayim, that a person could not do Parnos over there. What will happen? The animal will die. Gemara says, "V'shilsh leitamos." If you have a right to put the clothes of blankets underneath or a rack underneath to lift it up, otherwise you have mitzvah sugya tzar balachayim. So our Gemara, we're talking about the Pesach Mishulchan Aruch, is saying, what is the reason to mavatically? What's the heter? Can it cannot do parnos? So mitzvah sugya tzar balachayim. Could what will happen? It will die. Black and white. The Gemara comes from Dalvin Bays. The Gemara's case of Gamliel. Over there, what happened at the end of the day? It died over here, the animal, because it left upon it the dvash, sheikh, which is vinegar, that the animal died. But the Gemara, but Gamliel, I tzav alachayim. What's that tzav alachayim drabalam? But the case over there is dying. It could be, you tell me a bunch of hours, hashes by hunting, we're not machalik over here. Luchum, we have two Gemaras that should at least have been addressed by Nachroinim, that say there is, by tzav alachayim, don't apply by misal. I see the Shmir Shabbos, he discussed with Kolius, maybe it is a chilek in time-wise, how long Tzav Balachayim is negated to Misa. But the Yehuda, the Maaseh, he does not say that. The Pesach Mishnah say a case of hunting, which again, could be a long time, could be hours and hours. How should you shoot it with an arrow? It bleeds itself to death, and you can't catch it.
So any
Tzav Balachayim does not move Misa? No, again, negated to Misa, personally. We have a Gemara that says that, right? Maybe we'll get to what you're saying here. Maisa, the Machlokes of Poskim, if there is an Isser of Tzav Balachayim by Miso, I see the exact view to Talmudis. He said, Roy Poskim, Maisa, Mekel. I don't think that's true. I think most Poskim are Machmer, again, we have the Yavis, Shavos Yaakov, Kivega, the Graz, the Kitzur, Shalom, Meshim, and others. Maisa, the Bayah, we have a Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, by the case of Pichlis Ben Yari, not want to visit Rebbe, because he had his white mules. He said, Rebbe, let me, Akrinu, take out his spleen. So no, don't do that. Tzav Balachayim. So let me kill it. No, don't do that. Batashkas. Pashas, how in the world do you answer this Gemara here? Good, before she Gemara, Abayam is had a sugya of Tzav Balachayim does not apply by Miso. So at least another sugya, which everyone here is mentioning. So at least another sugya, which I'm about to say, a sugya of Te'elis, but if people keep talking, my father gets upset at me that it gets too long to share. So, at least another sugya over here, negate the idea of Te'elis. Is there a head of Tzav Balachayim negate the sugya of Te'elis? So there's a Chumash Hadashan, a Rishon, and Chumash Chet Alasim Kopei. He says, Be'etzem is a mission of the end of Kedushin that said over there that all the beers in the world are created for a person. Or Te'elis for a person. And therefore, Avada, if you want to take an animal, use it for your own Te'elis, Avada is mutter. That's the Mishnah. That's why the Chet who created the Bria animals is for a person. Therefore, Loch Lamaisel, the Ramah brings down Evan Ezer and Simon Hay, Sif Yudalad, he writes, if you want a person who wants to test out medicine or any other dvorim on top of an animal, there's no Isset Tzav Lachaim, it's Te'elis of a person, Maisel Tzmoter. And that's where the Shvus Yaakov says, Abad the Ramah is 100% correct. For the Rath, the Gemara on Shabbos of Ayin Zayin, the Gemara over there says, you can take this Zvub, grind it up, and to go heal this wasp bite that you had on top of a person, then it's borrowed to Elis Lamaisa's mutter. Even when to Elis's mutter, says Ramah, let's say a person, he wants a quill to go right. So he goes over to a chicken, he plucks out the quill, the chicken goes, right, makes all these sounds of air, he's been tired, but you want the quill to go right. Is there a heter? Says Ramal Lamaisa, it's mutter. Except, don't do it. Why achzorius? Even when something is mutter, the danhog over here, it's a bird over here, he's in a lot of pain, don't pluck out the quill to help go right. The Vayam says, suga achzorius over here. That means even when something is mutter, the ta'elis, the chzor of achzorius. The Shavuos Yaakov, we're discussing his tshuva about the ta'elis, discussing testing animals that get to suga for. He says the Maisel, Achzav Lachaim is mutter. I, the suga of achzorius, these animals, what's going to happen? You give them the food, they test them, and 2 hours later, the stomach explodes up. That's not too nice, achzorius over here. So he wants a tiny to do a Maisel, be dying to pluck it out with your hand. That's not nice. But the ta'elis, when the Adei Guramo, Maisel is mutter. So it comes out that Locho, number one, ta'elis is mutter. Ramosh, Shavuos Yaakov, Paiskim, the beauty writes by hunting, ta'elis is mutter. Even when it's looked at Ellis, then you should not do a midach zorius. But if you do a day gromo, the mice is smoter. With that, what does it get out to Ellis? Someone wants to take a cat, swing it around, watch it fly against the wall, have the tail left in your hand. Maiso, I enjoy it. It's my to Ellis. Geschmack. Is it to Ellis? Is it mortar? You take a magnifying glass over these ants under the sun, and you want to see how the sun singes these ants over here, starts burning them. Tell us, as my nephew, my father's grandkids came over, they had a shiloh, and they started doing that to ants, and they burned down the guy's garden. They gave it to the robots with the shiloh, they want to go, they have to pay, not pay. My nephew said, what do you mean? We enjoyed it. We enjoy doing these things. What is the get of Lita Ellis? So, absolutely understand that there's levels of ta'elas. And how do we judge ta'elas versus the tsar? That means tsar b'lachayim. Ta'elas means a real ta'elas. The fact that you enjoy swinging the cat around, smashing against the wall, that's not nechel negedo ta'elas. The tsar that happens a cat when you have the tail left in your hand, or when it gets smashed against the wall, is of course understood. I think everyone will be able to argue the point. That's not nechel negedo ta'elas. Frying them with a magnifying glass is not worth the tsar. I mean, you have to always judge tsar versus ta'elis. That's partial. I think everyone, that's ABC, which I think I will argue with. Building upon that, you said over here, come on, Lisholem Meshiv, and want to answer Pinchas Ben Yair. Obviously, Rebbe had these white mules. There was no issa over here. He had them. El Mayan, the female drink also. Now, what do you want to go do? Said Rebbe, I want to take out its spleen. And therefore, the animal's going to walk around for years that way, la'ilam, in pain, limping around. On that, said Pinchas Ben Yair, because your tsar, for the moment, they'll kick you and hurt you a little bit, and your shin will walk around a couple minutes in pain over there. Your tsar, l'shaw, is not worth the pain. Your ta'elis l'shaw is not worth the pain of an animal la'ilam. Because he's going to kick you, and you'll go, oh, my feet hurt for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They're going to ache the spleen. It's not worth it. A ta'elis l'sha'ah is not worth the tsar of the animal lo'ilam. Yeah. Says Hezek. I'm just saying what the Shalom Eishim says. It still puts in the circular. Malcolm Ovis says, having things in the house that hurt you, injure you. Why having Hezek? Maishim is mutter. Vadu Rebbe not doing this, sir. Vadu is no real Malcolm Ovis in the house. Vadu is maintained over here. But the Gemara goes on further and said, to kill it, there is tsar l'sha'ah. You tell Elis Lashaw, the verse Tzal Lashaw, that he answered back, Baal Tashkis. That means, says the Shalom Meshiv, you have to always judge the Tzar versus the Tzalis. If the Tzalis is only a small amount of time, but the Tzal is a long time, it's not fair. But killing it is Tzalis versus Tzal Lashaw, that might say the Mutter. Therefore, the Yisrael over here is that what was the heter to go kill or to kill this animal, why was Rabbi Lako do it? Not mitzvah tzar b'lachayim, does not apply by miso. Not the yisrael that Moshe Kishudin led by Yudah. The reason why he allowed to kill it, l'ta'elis. That means the heta of killing it, these white mules, was mitzvah sigur v'ta'elis. Mitzvah the Ramo, mitzvah the Shum Sendeshin, not mitzvah there's no issa tzar b'lachayim, they get to miso. That means the question, what do you get after the Gemara and the Chulun Zayin obeys? Do you say the chidish of Moshe Kishudin led by Yudah, there's no tzar b'lachayim by miso? No, there is tzar b'lachayim by miso. But Ta'elis overrides it. Even the case of Ta'elis, We're still saying it's better to a case of a grumma versus a case of mice be a dying. Now, why, says Yeshua's Yaakov? It's on the figure of Midrash Zarius. But Moshe has a tshuva by killing bugs. What's a better way of killing it? Basically, it's to use a zapper or a fly swatter. So when Moshe comes out, points out, you do a fly swatter, that's a mice be a dying. To buy the blue lights that zaps it, it's only a case of a grumma. He points out in the Gate of the Sugya of Irani Dachas that the Klai Yisrael killed people over by the Sugya of Irani Dachas, B'yadayim. The Rechaim Kodesh says, I will teach a Midrash Zarius. So the Rechaim is a special Aptofik in the Pasuk, say you won't learn Midrash Zarius. So Moshe Bashchita to do Mais B'yadayim. It's a mitzvah Magenis. But otherwise, if you're something B'yadayim, it trains you to do something. I mean, if you do not have that mitzvah Magenis or the Aptofik in the Pasuk, don't do something B'yadayim. Do something, what? A grumble. Then if you have a choice how to kill a bug, a fly swatter versus a zapper, a body should buy a zapper. Building upon that, you can start discussing, you have a choice over here by these fly paper. When I get to the case of these glue traps for these rats over here, we never see these rats get on these glue traps over here, they're there for hours and hours and hours, and they start pulling themselves off, and they rip the skin off, and the blood comes out over here. Well, you see these flies on these fly traps over here. They rip their wings off, they fall on the floor over here. They're up for hours. But it's a case of a grumble. This is an interesting question. Is it better to do a mice via yadayim, 1 second of them to die? Or is it better to do a case of a grumble for them to be in pain for hours? That's a great question. Is my ta'elis to teach me not to have a mean of the zoris should override the idea of that let them be in pain for a bunch of hours? If I care it. That's Midrash Zarius. Let's smash it. That I couldn't grapple with what overrides what. What's the correct thing to go to? So one thing, one way, saying another. Well, that's two sides of error. It was done Nishma Shabbos. This is true by Yad Levi, Lebushe, Monachai, Bin Mitzoya. They discuss the idea of using fly paper. Now, building upon this, now come back to our sugya. We want to come down of a base, the case of Gamliel. Again, you have these packages of dvash that turn into vinegar. The only thing can be used on Shabbos for, or in general, is to heal this gemalim. The other case of being muksa. What happened at the end of the day of Gamliel's animal died. Died. The Gemara says, "I tzab al chayim. How can you go do that?" The Gemara answers back, "Tzab al chayim drabonim." What's the Gemara's question? "I tzab al chayim." What's the Gemara's shaila? So by now, I think everyone should know. It's very clear. 2 miles from Mount Rishonim. Two ways to understand. The way Rashi understands the sugya is very clear. He says, it's Tzar Bala Chaim. Therefore, open up the ropes, let the packages fall down on top of the pillows and blankets, and Tzar Bala Chaim should override Bittu Kli Merachali. Avada, don't destroy your packages. Don't destroy this drash over here. What should happen? It should override Tzar Bala Chaim Bittu Kli Merachali. That's Tzar Rosh, the Chudush Herat, the Skiriyaz. They say that way. Come on, Ban the Rashbo. And they say, what are you talking about? Particularly Mechanic Kol Yoyim? It's an answer. How in the world are you going to do that for? Elamai, what's the most question? Tzar Bala Chaim? Open up the rope and let the packages fall down to the ground and break. That means the Gemara said Tzar Bala Chaim would go do what? Do a bit of clean and keep the Dvash? Or no, the case over here said Tzar Bala Chaim and let's open up the rope and let the packages break over here. Tzar Bala Chaim Dereisa. Maisa, let the packages break. Upon this, Rashi, is what the Mogavam says in Reis Samavav, do we have a hetem vatakli mechonoi, Mogam have simurubo. That means the Mishmur came along and said, koshim o'i lakol, said the Mogavam and Mephorshi Rashi. Rashi said, what to go do? We have a case of Yatzar Balachayim. The Ba'esim should break. But you have a hetem simurubo that breaks the floor, they will put underneath pillows and blankets. That means, he's saying, we see clearly from Rashi, they said over here that bitter kli merachonai is mutter kol yoyim in order not to break this kelim over here. Says Magavram, aloch lemaisa mutter hefsebuba. Says be aloch kosh moi lahakol. Maisa, why is that a rari from Rashi? Rashi says it. Rashi gets as a rosh kedusha ran. They say it. Why is that a rari? That's mutter. Says Chassam Sofer. Let's analyze it for a second. He says, do we have a head to look to Ellis? Points out the Ramban says that the Raisa Tzar Bala Chaim Shabbat Doicha a Sugya Muxer over here. Meister Ramban holds, but Sugya Shluach Hakan, that the sugar of the Elis mice is mutter for a person. So the shaila over here is, we're saying what, Ramban? Open up the rope, let your kinnim fall on the floor and smash to the ground. I have a talus. I gain out of it. I want the patches on the animal. It's worth it for me to save all this thrash. It's very expensive over here. Has a milo here. I want something. It's my own talus over here. Says the Sam Zoifer, Abad talus is mutter. He wants to explain that that's the Sugya in the Sugya Priko, where he's Zokim in a Fikvoidai. Has no Chiv Priko over here. Tell the Sugya over here of Tzah Bala Chaim. Therefore, since it's for me, my Zokin, I'm not to go do it. I wanted to go do it. But he says the Sam Zoifer, me on the Ramban. Mice are war in the world, as Ramban saying, and the Rajab is saying, and the local mice Mishpura saying, let it break. I have a talus over here. To Elis, ought to be passing a local mice about its mutter. My talus for the animal is I'd rather for it die and save my kennel over here. It's worth me over here. Therefore, Chedush Aram, he says that's Mice Pshan Rashi. That's the Yisoid over here. Not the Yisoid that Hefzim Rubo is beating Bitterkli Merchonai. The Yisoid of Sabal Chaim is beating Bitterkli Merchonai. That means saying over here is that white put pillows and blankets over here. Let me tell you, Hefzim Rubo. Put pillows and blankets, says the Chedush Aram, says Rashi, you know why? Because Sabal Chaim Deraisa, otherwise I would keep the Kalim on top of the animal over here. That's what Samech says. After I saw the Chedush Aram said the same thing over here. Chazanish said the same thing over here. If you want to answer Rashi, again, to be clear, not the side over here, how the Mogar Rome wants to title, that the idea of Bintu Klima Achonai is being overrided by Hefzim Rubo. If I can't, if it's only Mitzal Sugit Sabal Chaim, I would keep it on top of the animal. The reason why I'm taking it off the animal because I have pillows and blankets. It's not Hefzim Rubo's overriding the idea of Bintu Klima Achonai. Sabal Chaim is overriding the idea of Bintu Klima Achonai.
It's two separate
akudas. Right. And then you have no right in the Mogar Rome. Exactly. It's two separate akudas. I could keep it on, but you know what? But I could keep it on, but it would be a massive tzav for 26 hours. Tzav b'lacham deraisis could be doicho. It didn't do rabbonon biblically. That's how Rashi's learning the sugya. Not a Hefzim Rubo is being doicho. Tzav b'lacham is being doicho. And better read the Bialocha slowly. He says, and that's what the Chedush Aran says. The Chedush HaRitva says. Ritva says it. Now, the Ritva did not come out until 1990. He didn't have the Ritva. The Ritva that we have. If you look at the Oizva Hodders, they put in parentheses, he means the Chedush Aran. What we call Chedush Aran now. The Chedush Aran is saying this Mahalach over here. This Yisrael over here. That means the Bialocha brings down this Teres to answer Rashi. So you know what is no right from Rashi. I ain't Chedush HaRitva. Look at the ground that says, what is winning out? Not the Hefzim Rubo is beating out Bintu Klima Achonai. Sabal Chaim is winning out. You're going to ask a question, which maybe you're asking over here. So what the Rishonim think? What the Ramban think? What the Rajba think? Not only did they have to tell us, the Tamir, the Chassam Sofer against the Ramban, says the Chazanish to answer back. They have to always judge Te'elus versus Tzar. That means the fact that you're going to have over here an animal on packages, the whole entire Shabbos, 24 hours, 26 hours. Or something that's not Derech Avodah over here. Who says this tzar, you have a right for this Te'elis? Maybe over here, Fakert, you have no schus of your Te'elis versus this amount of tzar over here. The Bam is saying something that's not made for animals, not made to hold packages in 26 hours. This type of tzar is not fair for it, not deserving for it. This agama might be a Te'elis, but it's not worth the Te'elis. I read that the packages break over here. It could be the argument over here is, where do you draw the line? Do you draw the line, this to else, I have it to else, I gain out of it? Or no, this tower is not fair, not worth it. That could be the mamash question of the Rishonim. But again, it comes out, you say it. And this is how it answers the Mogar Rome by us in the Sugya, which we were saying, he writes it black and white, with this reading it slowly, look up the Makoris, that's what he's saying. The Avon in Rashi is not the Yisrael over here, the Hefzim Rubo is beating Bina Klima Cholai. There's no Hetek, Kol Yom Maisis Osir. The Yisrael is Tzar Bal Chaim, that's their Raisa, beating Bintu Klima Achonai.
They didn't have a Heter to get Tzar Bal Chaim. How is that beating?
It's a Heter, right? And still, since it began to be a massive Tzar for 26 hours, he's a massive Tzar, you have a Heter.
The Chudas of the Adam.
Right. Yeah. Now, to get Tzar Bal Chaim, what animals have Tzar Bal Chaim? That means you can discuss a Chayil, a Behemo, an Oif, Dogim, Shrotzim, Agoyin Yisrael. Mentioned seven different things. Is there a case of Tzar Bal Chaim by these seven different types of Baal Chayim. So first, make it simple. Take the first three, Chaya, Beim, and Va'if. Are these things Tzar Baal Chayim? So if the Makor is Ruach, Mavu, Kol, Maisa, why not? But even the Makor is Chesima and Prika. Is there Chesima and Prika on Beheima, Chaya, Va'if? So the Mishnah, at the end of the fifth parak of Baba Kama, Mishnah, they says, Echad Shor, Echad Chol, Beheima, Negate of Tilis Habor, Ha'forsh, Ha'asinai, Tashlume, Kefil, Ha'shavas, Ha'veda, Prika, V'chasimo, the climb of the Shabbos, the chain chayav oifik yitzu behem. I why the Torah says shor v'chamor? Because the Torah only spoke b'divah hoivah. What's normal? That means prika chsimo. The Mishnah says is chayav behema v'oif. If so, about tzab l'chaim is chayav behema v'oif. They get to dogging, fishing. Is there a din of tzab l'chaim? So first is Yad Yehuda and Simon Yud Gimel. He says, the Torah did not let you eat animals alive. You have to shechita to it, then kasher it, except chagovim and dogim. If you're chagov, you can bite off its head over here. The maisa, even alive, you'll have to. Says in Yad Yehuda, build upon this, the fact that the Torah is not machshev, the nefoshim of fish and chagovim, therefore we see over here, there's no tzam balachayim, not on the case of grasshoppers, not on the case of fish. There's no din iser tzav balachayim. So first he says, we see from the Torah, extrapolate from the Torah, that not machped upon its life, we will not be machped in no tzav balachayim. Void, the Nishma Shabbos of Harpina says, based upon chachmei tevar, since they're cold-blooded, these types of fish over here, therefore they're not bnei herkesh, therefore they're no get of tzav balachayim. That means number one, they come from either the Torah, and number two, mitzvah is the sugya mitzias. Now, negate to mitzias, I tried to look last night in the Gosha sources, what exactly is the Metzias negate to fish to that pain, then not pain? So first they said, negate to the pain that we have, our sensory system, that we have these no receptors, that they don't have. That means our system they don't have. However, they do seem to have a certain type of system, a sensory, that seem to be accepted among the Goyim that they do have pain, negate to fish. My father says no. But as far as I can tell by all the top choices on Google over there, came out, the Ikka is accepted, the Bingo Bukha among them. But the Ikka came out, they do have pain. Come on, they do have pain. That's Aleph. Void, if it comes from a curse, the Yavs and Shuva discussing about killing fish, Tzab Balachai, he says, Asla Ta'elis is mutter, discussing fish. The Samsoiva says, there are those who want to bring a raya that Shchitim Mitzala Sugit Tzab Balachai. He says, Chiala Das will tell me what Chagovim and Dogim, there's no Shechito. He tell me it's Mitzat, there is no Isa Tzav Balachayim. His Raya that Shechit is not pen upon Tzav Balachayim is what? Tell me by case of fish and Chagovim, that means Yad Yudis Raya is Aksam Soivim, Chiala Das. Avada Shechit is not pen upon the Sugit Tzav Balachayim. That's what you mentioned before, and it is crossing by fish. The get are taking out the mother to save the babies. It gets involved. The only reason why kin to on Shabbos is mitzvah suga by misa. There's no tzav al chayim. Otherwise, discussing fish. Shlomo Zalman discussing also the get on Shabbos taking out one fish and other to protect it. So the rice at the end of the day he says you won't have a heter because he holds there's something called a natural procession of life that we should not get involved with. That means the natural thing is a big guy eats a crust, who eats a shrimp, who eats the worm. So since that's a natural procession of life, there's no heter to go save this fish on Shabbos. But discussing this figure of fish, and they're discussing the idea of Tzav al-Chayim. The Shemir Shabbos is also discussing the idea of here. And therefore, they point out, that if you look at the Tver Sol Mishnayis, by the figure of Prika and Chasimo, the Mishnah there says, Chay Beim Evo'if. So the Tver Sol and Huadin, Dogim. Says, read the figure of the Gemara. It's clear that way in the Gemara. They have Prika and Chasimo also. So if that's the Makor Shiboy, they get a Tzav al-Chayim. So again, the Iziyad Yehudo, and maybe some scientists want to say that way, Bikas seem to be among the Svarim, the Gdala Paiskim, and Ula and Matthias also, that might still have a Gedda Tzav al-Chayim. Again, we discussed it before on fishing, the camps to go do it, you have a Bayar, Mitzvah Sugar, Midyach Zaris over here, the incorrect on Hogel, even you want to say you keep it, there's no Mitzvah by Tzav al-Chayim, and Mitzvah, Tzad of Midyach Shavoy. Even on the Tzad, I said that there is, by Mitzvah, there is no Tzav al-Chayim, Machlokes. Negate to Chagovim, I'll come out to Machlokes. For the Sam Sefer, Vad is Tzav al-Chayim. because the Yad Yehudon is not Tzav Balachayim. Negeta Shuatzim, these jukes, these bugs, these flies, these ants over here. So again, the Oilam was telling you there is no Tzar, there is no Hagosh over here. I see the Maisa that the of Harkness also, he wants to tell you the Maisa there is no Tzar over here. Maisa that also looked up in the Galatian sources, that Maisa is not clear. They certainly don't have our sensory system. Do they have something here, some feeling or not? That the Maisa there's no consensus, they're not clear, they're not sure what exactly they feel. By bugs. Maisa the Yaivitz, when he discusses the Sugya Tzar Balachayim, he says the get has to be something that's B'nai Malacha. Again, he says the dog is B'nai Malacha. He says the cat to get the mice of B'nai Malacha. He says the mice of bugs are not B'nai Malacha. And for this reason, there's no get of Tzar Balachayim. The other five in Shulchan Aruch brings it down this way. The Zivchei Tzedek, the big down, this Yaivitz. Rosh Trumach has a tshuva also, and once a tiny, there's no Isser in killing bugs on Tzar Balachayim. Atzal Hasheni, the Shavuos Yaakov's Raya, that Tzar Balachayim is mutal to Elis, is a Zvuv. That says you can grind it up and put it on top of your bite from the wasp. Zvuv is discussing, that's the Makar. We see clearly, he understood a bug as Isser in Tzar Balachayim. Only to Elis is Heter. The Chavam B'Na'imim, but Moshe Truman is discussing how in the world you kill bugs. Yeah, the Ism is crushed. He said, no, why? It bothers you, but tell us to go to Elis. Ism Chaim Kanyevsky, he says, yeah, it's Tzav Lachayim. Just killing it, there's no Isser over here. So among killing bugs, there seems to be machlokes, a shekel among the Paiskim, is it Nichol the Isser deraisa Tzav Lachayim or not? Now, I think taking a magnifying glass and with the sun to it is a midas achzorius, Shaboy. Ulai, could argue the point. But the Maisa killing it, yesh lod mikan lakam. The gate to Tzav Balachayim on the person. Is it a Tzav Balachayim? To give a little extra long share. Is that Tzav Balachayim? Let's be honest about it. Let's be honest. Technical about it. Let's go see. I mean, how bad the Magachir is. Is he really Tzav Balachayim? So first. No, we're talking Claudius. Not anything specific over here. Who said that? So first, the first Makonic quote is the Zadvaz, Toshin Chokhes. He says, since a person is a Baal Seichel, one of the world is carrying these heavy packages, they point out he should have controlled himself and take over his packages. He is responsible for walking into the Shia, putting these packages upon himself. That's Aleph. Second, there's a Chavasiyar and Shuvan, Simon Kuf Tabak Aleph. He kept the Sugya and Sukkah in Lachopay. He said to the Havilah of the Sugya Daita, you should man up, grow up. Now, you have to realize the Gemara over there is causing an ol in the Sukkah. He seems not look like Rashi in the Sugyo. This Kisa they is discussing is where there's a mace inside a house and a bunch of Kahanim and the smell of Rosh over there and it's freezing outside. So the Kahanim have to go leave the house in minus 20 degree weather. What's freezing? He says, what? Tzav Balachayim? Havilei lasuvei adaitei. Havilei lasuvei adaitei. You should control yourself. Man up. Come on. This is your human being. Put your seichel into account over here. A chiddush of the chavis here. Now, obviously, if you're a child, a one-year-old, the chavis here himself writes by Austin Simon Shin Yudalit, if let's say there's a case over here that a tinnik is locked inside a room, he says the maestro, they break down the door, he's tzav balachayim for a tinnik. Well, the way the Pele Yoyit says, discusses, let's say a child is crying, he wants to be nursed by the mommy, and the mommy says, I'm busy. Says the Pele Yoyit, avada osidus litinus adin. A vada you have to answer him in the Shemayim. Now, if your answer is, can I want to teach the kid a set time to nurse? You're answering. If your answer is, can I want to teach the kid to go to sleep? You're answering. If your answer is, because I'm not interested. Everyone agrees that Tzav Balachayim to a child. We're only discussing an adult over here. An adult, the question is, Tzav Balachayim a child? A vada, you know, having a Syria diet. That's on the time that you want to go like the Chavasir, like the Advaz. Atzal Hasheni, the Rebbeinu Gershom, the Sugya in Erechim, discusses when a person is Chayi Mises on death row. He says you should kill them right away, not wait. You know why? Tzar Balachayim. Ba'atvach, k'morcha Tzar Balachayim. The Rebbeinu Yonah, he discusses the Tzar Balachayim by a behemo. Kol shkein shnat be mitzar a person, then mitzal malikim. The Chinuch, when he discusses the Sugya of Loch Sakh Mishra Badisho, he says kol shkein by the case of a person. The Sma, the Chidor, what's being the Mitzrayis, the Yisayin over here, And they point out the Rashman Shuba discussing the Sugya Priko. He says, let's say the heavy packages are upon the Yisrael, found Yisrael also, and the Rabbi should help him out. Building upon that, for example, says of Zilberstein, Chashuga Chemed, that since you're saying Saba Lachayim Prikas on Yisrael, he discusses, let's say a guy's car broke down and has to get pushed. You have a bunch of people. He says, for you to go help him out, the Chiyah Prikas Saba Lachayim, to go push. Then he gets involved. Let's say the driver says, you know what? You guys have a deraisa. I'll sit back and watch you guys push my car. I'm no chiv. You have a chiv deraisa. Oh, says the chashuk yechemen. That's adar taziv imoy. Bal imoy. Why not? Then he gets involved. He'll say, you know what? I'll be in the driver's seat. I'll be in the nahag. Someone else can be in the nahag. And you guys push. He goes back and forth. Can the guy say that? Or they'll say, no, I'll be in the driver's seat and you push. Then he doesn't answer. Interesting question over here. Because the owner say, I'll be the nahag. Sorry? He's saying, I can't come to the other side. The second mile, Tzai Balachayim Priko. This is Priko Mamish. This is Priko. This is the Sugya Priko. No, no, not the car. The person. The person. He has Priko. He's pushing his car. That's Priko. That's heavy packages. What? Can they point out, obviously, if a girl is going up these steps with a heavy stroller and she's trying to schlep it up, Avada, Sugya Prika, Tzav Alachayim, we'd be gentlemen about it, or we'd be yidden about it. Avada, people come back from the airport to ton of suitcases, and it's always that day the elevator broke. It always happens that way. Right? The Yamash came back, 30 suitcases, that day the elevator broke. Kacha, you know? So what do you do? Avada, Chiyah Prika, Tzav Alachayim, you help them out. Boshu. So, but Maisa, it comes out. Now the gate to a person, the shaila if it's Tzav Alachayim, the gate to Yisrael, Pashtu can argue shtak there is, but come there's a chavis, you won't say not the way. Building upon the case of the Yisrael, there is, what about a guy, a nochri? Now, what's it sad, a nochri to be worse than the case of Yisrael? One, say the same Yisrael, if behem is there's Tzav Alachayim, so it's like Rabbi Yonah says, Rashi says, kosh came to a person, so kosh came to a nochri is also a person. So the Gemara Pesachim, beginning of the second parak, discussing giving an avela to a kelev and not to a goy. The Rashi says, and the Gisla Fenenu is, why? Nichbad ha kelev min anochri. A kelev is better than anochri. On that, to the Mechonim Vassaman, negated Tzav Balachayim, you have no raya from behemoths. What's the svar? What's the lumdus behind it? Because an animal, parable, a goy takes its midas and does connected what's the Hashem. It's less than a behemoth. Building upon that, is there Tzav Balachayim negated to a goy? They have these refrigerators in Meir Shalom walking on the back over here. So what's that doing? The mice are not they should put down. That's Erech Chai. It's been general. Is there Tzav Balachayim by a goy? So come on, they ask Yashin this question in the Oris Masechta Bava Metzia. It says, no. There's no Tzav Balachayim by a goy. You have no right from behemoths. Pasuk says Tzav Balachayim by behemoths. Azav Tazav. Same Chassidim, when discussed it, the words are said to tell a chokhmo, the Tzav Balachayim by Chaveiroi. Why Chaveiroi? That's a yid. Said to tell a chokhmo, the words of the Rajbi is Tzar Yisrael. The words of the Rajbi is Tzar Yisrael, not a guy. The words of Beni Yoyne is why is close came by a person, they have a Tzel Malakim. Get involved with the guy, have a Tzel Malakim or not. My son, Shumach here, the Shumach about you want to find a Daf Goyim or not. There's no din of Tzav Balachayim. Otherwise, one time there is Tzav Balachayim. But it seems that the Yashiv and others one time there's no Tzav Balachayim. You have no right for the case of a behemoth. Now, the Gator. Again, we're not talking about causing him tzar, talking about helping him out on street anymore. It would help between the two. Now, the Gator, Tzav Balachayim, singly on Shabbos. Is there a heter of the animal and tzar to go do a malacha on Shabbos? So if you still go do a malacha, even though Tzav Balachayim is the Raisa, will tell us, you don't help out. Negeto Amir Lenachri, can you go tell a guy when your animal is with tzar? Before Shemachabar and Simon Shinhei went after the Sugi of Amasamayim, the next Sif, Sifchah, discusses milking a cow on Shabbos, milking a cow is the Raisa of Dosh. Says the Mechaber, he starts off saying, you're allowed to go tell a goy at Tzav Alechayim on Shabbos, it's on the sugya of helping out the animal there, no problem. Even though Malacha Deraisa. They come out every Sefer, except for Arfa Shabbos, They come along and say, the look is, that even if I didn't do so, a girl of mine says, Mutter, I went to her for Shabbos, he asked him why. He said, that's mine, for the sugya, why he picked up this one sheet over here, why do you make it only by the Rabbanan, not the Raiso? Otherwise, every Seva says, that the Maisa negates a Shabbos, he still has no heter from Loch of the Raiso, but the girl is a heter from Loch of the Raiso. Negates specifically Tiltul Mukso, is there a heter for Yisrael to Matal Tul Mukso, that's a case to Rabbanan, Al Tzab Al Chaim. The Gemara really comes out and says, the case over there, since you can't do panos in this place, you put these pillows and blankets, leave it as is. Let's say you cannot bring a lock, pillows and blankets, for example, it's a nutritious rab. You don't have to carry there, put it underneath the animal. Can you lift up the animal, be a dayim, and take it out of the amasamayim? I mean, the Gemara says, what to go do? But let's say there is no option. Can you be a daim to Tiltul Mukso? Not the Raiso, but Tiltul Mukso. Is Tzab al Chaim can be Iker Tiltul Mukso for Yisrael? Maisa Mishmur bring down two shitas. It brings down the El Rabba that says Tzab al Chaim the Raiso, this is the Rabbanon. I'm not the Raiso, but Iker the Rabbanon. El Rabba, Peter Bach. Atzad HaShayin, the Mogar Rom says, Ein Lidwa is Gzeris HaChavim, and David wants to be Machmer, and say, for Kert, Yisrael's Te'elos of Tiltul Mukso would not be Iker the Tzab al Chaim the Raiso over here. Meisim the Mishmur is not pushed to Shailah. Among the Malakim and the Swab is Machlis has struggled what to go do. There are those who bring down to the Chaznish in the 1940s, 1950s, 50s, and they get to the kibbutzim when they have to express the milk and let's say they have to bring the animals from place to place. The question what to go do of Tiltul Mukso? He said, Mokum Hefset can be summoned upon the Mekilim. However, there are two times Tiltul Mukso is Mutulu Kuliyamo. One is, says the Mishnah Brura, you want to Tiltul Mukso through a guy. Let me tell a goy to take the animal out of the amasamayim. That the mice is mutter. Just shvush by Tzab al Chaim. And second of all, that we have Tiltul Mukso be mixas. That we have the loch already in simushin chesed men. The grand sheet of brought down with the mechaber. Tiltul Mukso be mixas. That's mutter even be Yisrael. That means it comes out and get a Tiltul Mukso by Tzab al Chaim. The loch is the mice for Yisrael. It's osir. By Yisrael it's machlekes. 2 days in Mishnah Berurah. Having to get to goy, it's mutter, and Tiltul Mukso the mice is mutter. Now, to get to one last point over here is when an animal is bitzar. You walk in the street, you see an animal bitzar, which is very hungry. Do you have a chiyuv to go take care of it? To help it out? Its limb is broken. You have to pick it up and put a little stick on it, fix its limb over here. You have to deal with it. It's hungry, you have to give it something what to go eat.
It's not yours.
Right. So Beth and they point out, before the two cases. One that something is yours, like my father says, and one that's not yours over here. Kemal looks some safer, and he says, when something is yours, the look is, not only is it is to be Gurim Tsar, since the Chiv of the Panim was a nice Lecho, also you have a Chiv that takes you and makes sure nothing happens over here. You have two Chalakim over here. Masha Enkin, when it's not yours, it's in the street, not as a nice Lecho, to go over course Tsar, that's also. But take care of it, you don't have to. Don't have to deal with it. Therefore, said the Moshe, once say somebody said Moshe, they get to Rivka, she took care of the Gemalim. What's the Chiddush over there taking care of the Gemalim? Tzab al Chaim. The Chiddush is, they weren't hers. Not hers, she did not take care of. That means, where Moshe goes, like for his soul, like from Sefer, they want to know that the halacha taking care of an animal in the street is only not to course there, but not to help it out. But Moshe and Dibris is upon himself, I preko. Freaky is what? To go help out on the animal over here. Then he wants to answer either yet a sugya of disaster kosher. Or he says, since an other Yisrael has responsibility, so you're feeling for the other Yisrael to help the man over here. But otherwise, you have no chiv to take care of Hefker. So Hashem, those who want to argue, there's a graz in the Kishon Aruch, what I know. No, the get of Tzav al-Chaim is even on Hefker to help them out. So my sister, it's a machlikis. The hunger seems to be more lukulo. The animal does not seem to help it out. A Pasha Nafkamino, you have a rat stuck on glue over here. And you see it's bizarre. So you have to smash it. Now, by the nicer thing is you should put it either flush down the toilet with the water, or to kill it, or maybe put it in front of rats, a cat's over here. Maybe it's a nice thing to go do. But technically, do you have to go do that or not? According to your emotion, no, it's Hefka, it's not yours. According to some segment, no, you don't have to take care of it. According to Gladnachu, you would have to take care of it. Fine, that's the sugya of Tzab al Chaim. I hope that wasn't Tzab al Chaim for the oil over here. Depends what sheet you go with. Eventually, we mumped the sugya of Tzimich Nilal. That's local. And it was less than an hour.